a very important charter called a citizen's charter was implemented on the occasion of completion of 50 years of independence. The government of India introduced the concept of citizen's charter in the form of a promise to the consumers from a public authority regarding its performance, and the government of India directed all government departments, public sector undertakings, including the public sector banks, to display a citizen charter in each of the offices. So all the promises made by the bank to the customer needs to be displayed because of the citizen charter. The public sector banks were required to specifically indicate the products and services available, number one. Number two, the normal time taken. Number three, the tariffs to be put through customer transactions. So there is an absolutely clear transparency on the products and services, on the tariff structure, as well as the time norms that a banker would be taking for giving service to the customer. The introduction of the citizen's charter was an exercise in setting the benchmark for prompt delivery of banking services, including the pricing thereof, and any customer not getting the service in the promised time frame could access the grievance redressal cell or the grievance redressal machinery of the bank and complain to them and ask reasons why such services were not provided to them within the time frame declared in the citizen's charter. In 2003, the Reserve Bank of India set up a standing committee on procedures and performance audit on public services under the chairmanship of a very able authority, Sri S.S. Tarapore, who was a former Deputy Governor of Reserve Bank of India, to address the issues relating to the availability of adequate banking services to the common man. So Tarapore committee also had various important recommendations to suggest for the improvement of customer service. What it said was, as regards the drop box facility, there should not be any curtailment of the rights of the depositor to obtain an acknowledgement by going to the concerned counter, because bank staff was straight away directing the customer, go and drop your check in the drop box. It was straight away refusing to give an acknowledgement to the customer. Customer had apprehensions, why I should drop it in the drop box without an acknowledgement. But because of this recommendation, and RBI has also accepted it, bank has to give an acknowledgement if the customer requests for so. He should be forced to go and deposit his check in the drop box. Banks are required to inform customers upfront about the requirement of minimum balances and the charges if such balances are not maintained. Bank cannot straight away levy charges as per its wish, as per the quantum as it wishes. You have to be very transparent. You have to give time. You have to give a notice to the customer that these are the charges that will be levied under so and so conditions. Only then it should be doing it. And whatever charges it levies should be reasonable charges, not exorbitant. Depositors cannot be forced to sign a declaration that a dispatch of checkbook by courier is a depositor's risk, as it constitutes an unfair practice. If you want to send a check at the registered address of the customer, you have some proper SLS with the courier company. Why are you taking a declaration from the customer that the checkbook will be sent at his risk? Why he should take his risk? It is the job of a banker to send. This recommendation gave a lot of improvement points for the banker, and most of the banks have removed such unfair practices from their undertakings. The Tarapore committee recommendations led to the formation of board level committee. Friends, up till now, whatever was happening, that was happening at a branch level. The board was not aware about what was happening. But this particular suggestion of Tarapore committee brought the board more closer to the customer. And how that happened? We will see that in the next few slides. The Tarapore committee made a number of recommendations covering an individual customers dealing with the bank in the areas of foreign exchange, currency and government transactions, including the pension, besides the main relationship as an account holder. Banks should have a board approved policy for general management of branches, which includes providing infrastructure facilities by paying attention to ensuring there is adequate space, proper furniture, drinking water facility. The basic needs of any human being has to be provided by the bank. Bank cannot say, oh, you come for a business transaction only. No, you have to consider some human aspects also. Providing entirely separate inquiry counters at their large, bigger branches. Displaying indicator boards at all the counters in English, Hindi, as well as the concerned regional language, so that a customer, wherever he is from, wherever region, he understands what instructions are given by the bank. Posting rowing officials to ensure employees' responses to customer and for helping out customers in putting in their transactions. So some of the inspection brought out in the branch by their own staff can also help the customer, because the branch staff is on a lookout whether anybody is watching him, and hence does all that thing that is required for a better customer service. Providing customers with booklets consisting of all details of services and facilities available at a bank in Hindi, English, as well as the concerned regional languages. Use of Hindi and regional languages in transacting the business by banks with customers, including communicating to customers. Reviewing and improving upon the existing securities system in the branches so as to install the confidence amongst the employees of the public and the public. Wearing on person an identification badge displaying the photo and the name thereon by the employees. Periodically change of desk and entrustment of elementary supervisory jobs. Training of staff in line with customer service orientation. Training in technical areas of banking to the staff at the delivery points. If you are installing an ATM machine, if you are installing an internet kiosk, if you are installing a mobile app, the customer needs training of how to use that technology products. Adopt innovative ways of training delivery, ranging from the job cards to rowing faculty to video conferencing. The ultimate idea should be the customer as well as the staff should be educated on what the products and services are, how they are to be used, and bring out the best of the service desired by the product managers. Visit by senior officials from controlling offices and head offices to the branches at periodic intervals for on-the-spot study of the quality of service rendered by the branches, so that a branch staff is on the lookout and always perform better. Rewarding the best branches from the customer service point of view by annual rewards, annual awards, running shield, a motivation of that sort is also required for the branch staff to proactively involve in the customer service. Customer service audit and customer service like mystery shopping and all, to bring out from the customer what more they want. Is there any grievance still remaining, so that the bank can at the board level take proper measures to work on it and implement whatever possible. Holding customer relation programs and periodical meetings to interact with different cross sections of the customer for identifying action points to upgrade the customer service with the customers. This is used more for relationship also. Clearly establishing a new product and service approval process, which should require approval by the board, especially on issues which compromise the rights of the common person. A new product and service approval process should require approval by the board. And for what purpose, especially on issues which compromises the rights of the common person, it should not happen. Hence the approval process should take care that such compromises doesn't happen. Appointing the quality assurance officers who will ensure that the intent of the policy is translated into the content and proper procedures. So this quality assurance officers play a great role in looking at the customer service from a different angle. They won't look it from the operational angle, but they would see how better the services can happen. Finally, the customer delight is the only goal behind this quality service officers. The Tarapore committee also concluded that there was an institutional gap for measuring the performance of bank against a benchmark reflecting the best services. Therefore, the committee recommended setting up of the Banking Codes and Standard Boards of India, which we call BCSBI. Reserve Bank of India immediately acted on this recommendation and announced the setting up of BCSBI in the year 2005, and this board has come out with benchmarks for both your retail liability as well as retail assets, and becomes an important tool of guidance both for the bankers to have this incorporated in their products and services, and it also helps the customer what all they can expect from the banks. The BCSBI is an autonomous body to monitor and ensure that customer service based on the agreed norms are adhered to in true spirit while delivering the services. The code sets the minimum standards of banking practices for banks to follow. So if you don't give at least this minimum that is mentioned in the BCSBI, the customer will definitely go and complain, and it will definitely become a grievance of a customer. What is the objective of this code? To promote good and fair banking practices by setting minimum standards in dealing with you. Increase the transparency so that you can have a better understanding of what you can reasonably expect of the services. Encourage the market forces through competition to achieve the higher operating standards. Promote a fair and cordial relationship between you and your bank. Foster confidence in the banking system, wherein a banker will have a high image. It will really serve the purpose of providing products and services for the upliftment of the society as a whole, and that's the reason it will foster confidence in the banking system. Where this code is applicable? It is applicable to a saving account, current account, term deposit account, recurring deposit account, and all other deposit accounts. It is also applicable to payment services and all the card products, banking services relating to the government transactions, which includes payment of your income tax, sales tax, and other tax dues to the government, demat accounts, equity accounts, government bonds, Indian currency notes, exchange facility, more specifically your soil notes, mutualated notes can be exchanged, and any grievance will come under this particular BCSBI. Collection of checks, safe custody services, safe deposit locker facility. Foreign exchange services are also included in this BCSBI. So a foreigner as well as an NRI can look towards this BCSBI for the benchmarks needed for dealing with the bank. Third party insurance and investment products sold to the branches. Most of these para banking products are also included in this BCSBI. Let's take some example on deposits. Ensure that advertising and promotional literature is not misleading. You promise something in your brochure, it's not available in practice. So such things should not be happening. Provide minimum banking services of receipt and payment of cash checks. Display policies on interest rates, tariff schedule, check collection, grievance redressal, etc. Treat all the personal information as private and confidential, not to leak any information of the customer. It amounts to serious compromise. Some examples on lending. Assess the repaying capacity of the borrower before lending. Communicate in writing the reasons for rejection. He should know, not just orally tell, we don't want to give you a loan. It has to be, the borrower is supposed to know the reasons for rejection. At the time of sourcing a loan product, provide information about the applicable interest rate, fees, charges, etc., so that the borrower does not get a sudden surprise of the hidden charges. Provide acknowledgement of receipt of open loan applications. So whenever you accept loan application, give him a receipt so that a borrower is able to track how many days have elapsed after the loan application is submitted. Some examples about credit cards. Explain the relevant terms and conditions when you apply for card. More specifically, what are the due dates? What are the charges for overshooting the credit limit? Send a service guide, member booklet giving detailed terms and conditions so that a cardholder will know where all he can use, what are the facilities he can avail. Provide online alerts for all card not present. This card not present basically comes on card usage on the internet, where you don't have to swipe the card, but you just enter the card number and a security code. So provide online alerts. The moment this happens, the customer should get an immediate alert so that he is aware about any misuse happening or whether he confirms to the transaction done by his own. Of all value of rupees 5,000 above, so any all transactions card not present above 5,000 and above should be communicated to the customer by way of an alert. Dispatch the card and PIN only to the mailing address through the courier post. Provide credit card statement to check details of purchases, cash drawings. Notify the changes in the schedule of fees and charges. The customer compensation policy. Bank should have a well-documented customer compensation policy, again duly approved by the board. At a minimum, must incorporate these following things. Erroneous debits arising on fraudulent or other transactions. Payment of interest for delay in collection. Payment of interest for delay in issue of duplicate draft. Other unauthorized actions of the bank leading to a financial loss to the customer. Bank should disclose details on the commission or fees that they earn from marketing or the referring mutual funds, insurance, and the financial companies. Bank should also ensure charges are reasonable and not out of line with average cost of providing services. Bank should take care to ensure customers with low volume of activities are not penalized. Now we started with 1972 and now we are moving in 2006. Here also a very important committee was appointed. Reserve Bank of India appointed a working group to formulate a scheme to ensure reasonableness of bank service charges. Service charges were the talk of the town. Customers were totally surprised by the service charges levied, and hence this particular committee gave specific directions under the chairmanship of Sri N. Sadashivan. The penetration of banking services to the remote corners of the country has been attempted both by the use of technology and change in regulations with the introduction of business facilitators and business correspondents of the banks. However, the challenge of unbanked and underbanked areas is being addressed by coordinated efforts from banks, regulators, IBN, government. Our population size is increasing, our underdeveloped size is large, and hence whatever the infrastructure of the banking is existing is not sufficient, and hence more and more banking needs or banking infrastructure is required to cater to these needs of all our people at various locations. And for this purpose, a committee on customer service in banks was constituted in the circumstances explained in the previous slides. The Reserve Bank of India had decided to constitute a committee to look into banking services rendered to retail and small customers, including the pensioners, and also to look into the system of grievance redressal mechanism prevailing in the banks, its structure and efficacy, and suggest measures for expedited resolution of the complaints under the chairmanship of Sri M. Damodaran, former chairman of SEBI, New Delhi, in the year 2010. So this is a very recent committee constituted by Reserve Bank of India, more specifically for improving the customer service. And Mr. Damodaran had made very good recommendations after its constitution, and lots of suggestions have been implemented by the banks. The Damodaran Committee, in its interaction with various stakeholders during the formal or informal meeting, found that the mandatory RBI guidelines related to customer service and the voluntary codes of committees of the BCSBI were not followed in letter and spirit. Please note, not followed in letter and spirit means just for the namesake the guidelines were taken, but in real meaning it was not applied in toto. 100% application was not there. In short, the necessary minimum degree of customer service focus was absent to label banks as customer-centric organization. If whatever suggestions were done properly implemented, then the banks could have been considered as a customer-centric organization in letter and spirit, but since they were not implemented in 100%, it was not said by this committee that it can be said in letter and spirit or to label bank as a customer-centric organization. The degree of penetration of banking services in the population was much less than what is desired, and hence bankers should do more than what they were doing to cater to the banking service, to cater to the banking requirements of people living in the unbanked areas also. Some major observations were made by Damodaran Committee, and let's quickly run through them in the next few slides. The pricing of products and services in bundling approach may not necessarily serve the best interest of the customer who need basic banking service. If a customer requires basic service, why you want to give all other services and again charge for him? Give him what he requires. So bundling of services was unnecessary to those customers who require just basic services. Passbook statement of accounts did not indicate the account number, name, address and ID of the customer, MICR code, the ISSC code, the toll-free customer care number, banking ombudsman customer's contact details, etc. Because if you provide this, it will be handy with the customer. He can do whatever transactions with these. If it is not provided, then lots of time is spent in first finding, disturbing the branch staff, in guiding them, directing them, giving the details. If these are printed itself on the passbook, the customer will find great convenience to use it whenever he wants. Passbook printing was not appropriate in some cases as the contents were not readable with inappropriate font size and undefined acronyms used. Bankers have a habit of posting the transaction to CLG. What will the customer know that CLG means clearing? And lots of abbreviations are used. And hence, the passbook printing should bring out all these full forms also, so the customer will come to know, not only bring the full forms, but the printing has to be proper, and if at all legible posting is done in the passbook, it should be in a legible handwriting also. The penal charges deducted without intimation by the banks for non-maintenance of minimum balance in the account. KYC compliant norms were not uniform across all banks and the customer. This was a bit surprising because KYC has to be done, but this committee found some of the irregularities done by some of the banks. Terms and conditions of the special products like senior citizen deposits and HUF, public provident fund accounts, or any future products introduced for specific segments were not properly integrated into the core banking, and hence a separate accounting, separate queue was required by this special category of customers. Banks were not following the Reserve Bank of India guidelines on pricing and non-pricing of loans, or the pricing terms and non-pricing terms will require separate treatment. You cannot treat everything as one. Undue long time taken by banks in disposing of loan applications. Wrong reporting by banks to Credit Information Bureau in some cases. If you give a wrong reporting, how can the customer or a borrower get a loan in spite of he being a genuine? And it's such a big negligence on the part of the banker to make a wrong reporting to Credit Information Bureau, because any lender is going to first check that whether the prospective borrower has in your negative listing with the Credit Information Bureau. Foreclosure charges levied by the banks on prepayment of home loans are resented upon by home loan borrowers across the board. Banks are also found to be hesitant in passing on the benefits of lower interest rates to the existing borrowers in a falling interest rate scenario. More specifically, when the RBI is encouraging, some of the banks are hesitant in reducing the interest rate. They want to increase their bottom lines. They have come up with problems in rural and the semi-urban areas also. Branches in rural and semi-urban areas were not functioning at a time convenient to the customer because they have their own way of working. You cannot apply the times applicable in a salary class for an urban to a rural and semi-urban. They will require banking needs as per their own village or the semi-urban marketing requirements. Especially morning hours and late evening working hours, bankers' timing should be flexible on the mandatory timings applicable for all the rather than the mandatory timings. Mandatory timings have no purpose. Issues concerning the small and the retail segments pertaining to signature verification charges, frequent visits to the branch to get the passbook updated and printing the deeds or the documents not being returned to the customer after repayment of loan, portions of original documents being lost, misplaced. They have come up with some recommendations or observations on the tribal areas also. Banking facilities available in the tribal areas were very scanty, and the indication was that the tribal areas come under the neglected banking areas. Further, the need for a specialized financial education is there in tribal areas, and it is important for the banks to explain the banking and the banking products in the language of the tribes. Feedback from the tribal areas indicating that non-availability of the staff conversant with the local language was adding to the problems of the illiterate customers. Some more observations. No prioritized surveys to senior citizens, physically handicapped persons, by effective crowd or people management techniques. Different banks are taking different longevity of the life of pensioner for calculating the loan amount of pensioners, which is very unjust on the part of pensioners. Reverse mortgage scheme, which is specifically made for the senior citizens, which could be a steady source of income for the pensioners or the senior citizens, was not implemented, adequately popularized by the bank because of their own vested interest. In many cases, "May I help you" counters at branches were there, but no staff to help. There was no staff present in this "May I help you" counters. Even the reference manual, which gives information about a bank's procedure, was not easily available. In some branches, the comprehensive notice board was also not displayed. A notice board displaying the latest rules and regulations, latest circulars issued by the bank which affects the customer interest, has to be displayed on this specific notice board, but no such notice board was found at the bank branches. There was no specific and proper queue management system at a branch where there is heavy crowd, while basic facilities of seating arrangements, drinking water, etc. were inadequate. Now we see many of the banks have introduced this queuing system. They won't allow all the customers to stand in a queue. They will be issuing some token, make the customer sit, and whenever the token is called in the digital signboard, the customers to approach rather than crowding at the counter. Comprehensive banking regulation. What they observed was the present day banking gets its legal basis from a host of acts. Many acts are to be followed, codified under different enactments. The modern day technology driven banking warrants a comprehensive legislation. In case of disputes seeking interpretation under the acts which did not envisage the present day transaction is causing avoidable inconvenience both to the banks as well as to the customer. So in case of dispute seeking interpretation under the acts which did not envisage the present day transaction is causing too much of inconvenience both to the banks as well as the customers, a new comprehensive banking legislation suitable to the technology driven modern banking system is required to anticipate the interpretation issues of various existing laws. So the bankers won't have to look at various laws if there is a comprehensive legislation wherein all the aspects affecting the banker are included, and lots of transparency and clarity would be present in day-to-day banking transactions. A very important approach and attitude to customer service. We had seen in the grievances section, customer needs to be requires to be treated like a human being, not like a machine. And here comes the attitude. It was expected that competition, pricing, freedom, and increased use of technology would bring about a change in the attitude of the people towards the customer care. But competition has not resulted in all the segments of customer getting a better deal. This may be due to the lopsided development of bank branch network. Banks must have a well-defined policy, including human resources angle, that sets out their approach to the customer care. If the banks are clear and convey it very clearly to the staff what is expected about them, then this attitude will automatically get focused on the customer. Business correspondence of the banks. The use of business correspondents as the extended arm of banks, both for outreach and for enhancement of customer service, has not been visible. Expanding banking cover can result in extending better economic opportunities directly to the weaker sections for financial inclusion and not via leaky intermediaries. The business correspondent concept has been largely limited to the payment of government benefits to the beneficiaries. Banks need to invest in the capacity building of the business correspondents so as to ensure that they perform the role of a banker properly. With the introduction of the core banking solution, it is expected that customers of the bank would be treated uniformly at any sales or service delivery point, was one of the important recommendations of the Damodaran Committee. The next recommendation from Damodaran Committee was not discriminate between their customers at home branch and non-home branch. Banker had developed this policy of charging the customer who wanted to do some transaction in a non-home branch. So this committee made recommendations that there should be no discrimination between the home branch and the non-home branch customers. Every bank should offer a basic saving bank account with certain basic privileges like limited number of withdrawals, transactions, inclusive of checkbook facility, ATM card, interest at saving bank rate, etc. And over and above, if they offer something, they may charge, but not for the basic services that are required for doing the minimum transaction as per the customer's need. The present guidelines for opening of no-frills account needs to be further simplified to enable the rapid financial inclusion, because the weaker section of the community, if they don't come in the banking stream, the economy won't grow, and hence more efforts are required by the banks to offer similar versions of no-frill accounts so that a customer will come forward and open banking accounts and become a part of our growing economy. All deposit rates should indicate the annualized rate of the offerings, preferably in a summary box, and also indicating penalty for premature withdrawal so that the customers understand the product and can easily compare the same with similar such offerings by other banks. The banks may be permitted to issue all-purpose stored value prepaid cards with a maximum withdrawal limit of ₹50,000 per day. That is more than enough. Very important recommendation on charges of services, that is basic service. Reserve Bank of India had identified 25 basic banking services and advised banks to ensure that these are made available to the users at reasonable prices charges. However, the aspect of defining what was reasonable was not defined and was left to the bank's discretion for interpretation. There was not only no uniformity but also wide unjustifiable disparity in these charges across the bank, because bankers took full advantage of this non-clarity, because the Reserve Bank of India had given general guidelines, but bankers use it to their own discretion to devise their own policies for their own interest. Some more recommendations of the Damodar Committee. Risk rating system should be a critical input for setting pricing and non-pricing items of loans. This is specifically from the loan point of view, and where the risk for any class of customer is the same. Establishing a proper customer grievance assistance center which works in an integrated manner across channels like the branches, call centers, IVR, internet and mobile. The personnel in the call center who receive the grievances should be empowered to make decisions. Otherwise, if he takes time in referring to the subordinates, and if that time is quite considerable, then the very purpose of customer asking for a resolution goes away. Some recommendations by the Damodaran Committee on the customer education. Special efforts are required to educate the customers in the use of technology in banking. Banks should make use of print media, television, All India Radio for this purpose, so that a customer will see the use of this tech-savvy products again and again and try to learn on their own. Short training programs should also be arranged at a branch level so that the customer can come in directly, ask their confusions, ask their problems one-to-one, face-to-face, and use the tech-savvy products more happily. Transparency to the customer in levying of various fees, charges, service charges and penalties is required. All banks should implement a relevant customer relationship management system to capture and track the customer service and complaints. Rating of banks. It is difficult for a common man to identify the best service provider and avail the banking service from it. There are so many banks around. How will the customer decide which is the best bank? There is no such ready indicator presently available enabling the customer to choose the best possible option available. BCSBI should be asked to rate the banks on customer service and also come out with a minimum benchmarking of banking services so that a customer at least have some framework and a ready list to choose and pick the bank he wants. BCSBI star rating similar to the star rating for energy efficiency will help the bank customer considerably in identifying the top banks and establishing relationships with top banks. This in turn will motivate the lower ranked banks to improve and go above the top ranked banks.